The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
My next guest has turned her life around in a matter of years. She spent her 20s battling an addiction to cocaine, to alcohol and to smoking. After hitting rock bottom, she found manifesting and she's gone on to become a self-development coach, motivational speaker and best-selling author. I'm delighted now to be joined by the woman who's dubbed the Queen of Manifesting, Roxy Narfusi, who'll be appearing at the Helix on Saturday at lunchtime. Roxy, good morning and welcome.
Oh, morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, I summarised your personal story in about 20 words, but perhaps you'd give it to us in a little more detail.
Yeah, well, I mean, you summarised it brilliantly. I found myself back in 2018, really at rock bottom. I was 28. I'd been suffering from depression for most of my life and had been in a battle with addiction for a decade. I had no career and I was just completely lost. And I was introduced to manifestation. Now, manifesting is using the power of your mind to change and create the reality you experience. And it's a self-development practice. It is rooted in philosophy and science and wisdom. And it just clicked for me. And so I started using this practice to turn my own life around, which I did, and which was incredible, and then started sharing the practice with other people. My life couldn't be more different how it was back then.
Now, to try and get a handle on manifesting, we can say what it's not. You fancy that you love a top-down sports car, and you just imagine it and it'll happen. Or you imagine a Chanel bag, which you'd love to have, and you imagine it and it'll happen. That's not what manifesting is.
No, that's absolutely not. And I'm so glad you said that, because I think that a lot of people, when they hear the word manifesting, they think it's a load of nonsense. They think that's what it perhaps is, that it's about wishful thinking, that it's about just visualizing something really hard and waiting for it to happen. But really, that's not what it is at all. It's not really even about things. Manifesting is actually about becoming the best version of you that you can be. And I created 7 very clear steps to manifesting, which is about being clear in your goals, removing fear and doubt, which is working on, you know, letting go of those insecurities and limiting beliefs that you currently have. It's about taking action, overcoming challenges, embracing gratitude, and having trust and faith. And so this is a 7-step program that is so practical. It's nothing to do with, you know, it's not fluffy, it's not woo. It's a really real practice. Yeah. And really, at its core, is all about self-worth.
I've been looking at those steps, and the first one, be clear in your vision. In other words, you need to know where you want to get to. So it could be a career goal, it could be a mental health goal, it could be a physical fitness goal. But be clear, that's what I want to be, that's what I want to do.
Exactly, and I love that you said having even a mental health goal. You know, it's not, it could be exactly as you put it, it could be a career goal, it could be a new home, it could be a partner, or it can be, who do I want to become? How do I want to feel when I wake up in the morning? How do I want to feel within my life? And that to me is just as important, if not more important.
Now, removing fear and doubt, that might be a process that might take a little while, but there are some things you can do straight away. You say align your behavior with the person you want to become. In other words, if you see yourself doing 5K in the morning at 5 a.m. before you go into work, there's no point in lying in bed thinking about it. Get up and do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you imagine in our minds, there's our highest self, our most confident self, you know, our future self. And you can say, you know, what does that version of me do when they wake up in the morning? What routines do they commit to? What habits do they commit to? What boundaries do they set? And how can I start doing that from today and essentially then step into the character of my future self?
Now, the other thing is, you say, it's hard work. I mean, it does involve maybe things that don't quite work out and you become more resilient on foot of the tests that this process has thrown in your way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is real life, so you're always going to be met with challenges and hurdles and rejection. But it's how you approach them that really determines where you end up. So how are you able to take meaning and value from those lessons and, you know, not allow them to, you know, deter you or set you back, but instead push you forward. And as you persist through those challenges, that's what really matters in the end.
Now, there's another one which I think we could take lessons from the Americans in. Certainly in these islands, we don't have the same mindset as Americans. And this is turn envy into inspiration. The Americans look at Donald Trump and they say, I can be like him. We look at Donald Trump and we we certainly don't want to be like him, but we don't believe it's possible ever to accumulate billions like he allegedly has.
Yeah, so envy really comes from this place of fear and doubt. And I think that what envy says is you have something and I don't believe there's enough for me, or there's not it's not possible for me. Whereas the antithesis of this is inspiration. Inspiration says you have something and I can have it too. There's enough for all of us. And so when we're on social media and we see, you know, someone's on holiday and we want to say, oh God, I can't believe they're on holiday again. Instead, we can actually just say, oh, you know what, I'm going to add that place to my vision board, or good for them, they probably earned that, and I can't wait till I can go travelling myself. So we can always change this sort of envious thought into a more inspired one, which feels so much better for us and means that we're actually less likely to pass judgment on others, because I think sometimes when we're judging other people, it's really envy in disguise.
Now, you're coming to the Helix in Dublin on Saturday lunchtime, and people can get tickets on the Helix website. What can people expect?
Well, it is going to be a 3-hour show with an interval in between. There's going to be, I bring the 7 steps to life. There's live exercises, and it's absolutely, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of humor injected into it. So expect to laugh, cry, and leave incredibly inspired and motivated.
Okay, and the details and indeed booking can happen on the Helix website, helix.ie. Roxy Narfuzzi, the so-called Queen of Manifesting. Roxy, thank you very much for joining us on the programme today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.